The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Two idiots trying to open the door knob here.
And then, live from the Denver Comic Con Breckenridge Brewing beer release party, I am Brute. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Gabe, Juan, and John.
You fucked that all up.
Perfect.
But that's all right. We like it. So we're recording again, regular.
Regular?
Yeah, regular.
What
are we recording a real episode?
I don't know. What are we doing?
I don't know. Like, do you have news?
I have
Carissa's
nudes.
Drinking.
Do you want to see a nude?
I've seen them already.
I don't have nudes.
Ew, of who?
Him.
Oh.
We did spend a couple nights together last year.
Yeah, the scary hotel.
Glory hole mattress.
There was already a glory hole there,
I have
too.
News. You got tickets to that thing with Jay and Bob and stuff.
The old man thing.
What's it called?
Oh, no. To Hollywood Babylon.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jay and Bob Get Old is a whole different other show. Oh.
Isn't it the same group, though?
No. Babylon Jay and Silent Bob, dude.
That was really
fun. That's the one with Ralph Garman.
Yeah, that was good.
Where he does the voices.
I got us three tickets.
Nice.
Yeah. Alicia's not going?
No. Remember? I told you.
No.
We couldn't get her tickets.
But she's going to be in San Diego.
Well, but it's a Friday night thing, and I don't have anybody to take care of the kids.
Oh.
So she's coming up Saturday night to hang out.
I don't fucking bring that over here.
It was the alcohol.
Yeah, it was the alcohol.
Oh, she's already drunk.
She already threw sheets to the wind.
Pretty soon she's going to be like, "I have a question."
She did. Yes.
Raising her hand.
Excuse me.
You lost me. I don't even know what's going on.
Super secret.
About the gays and how things work.
When you're gay, where do you put that thing?
Yeah.
You're like,
what? Yeah. I ask inappropriate questions.
Wow. All right. Is that inappropriate?
No, it's just informative.
When it's in front of what 13 of our friends.
Oh yeah, and then it just spawns off. Yeah,
snowballs. If you
snowballs.
Will.
Snowballs.
Yeah, we did talk about that one time.
What time?
I need to bring snowball the candy to Denver Comic Con.
I'm bringing a dildo so that people can smack you in the face with it.
Oh,
so.
That's from The Simpsons.
Yeah, right. Snowball.
What?
Snowball the cat from The Simpsons. The black cat.
No, it's not.
You said snowball. I thought cat. I didn't think of the whole like
cat,
come switching.
Yeah, sure you
did. I was thinking about the candy. I don't know what the fuck you're thinking about.
I was thinking about an actual snowball. Geez. You weird fuckers.
The plant. The coconut covered pastry.
Ugh.
Pastry.
They're both gross, by the way.
Yes.
The cum one. And
I don't know
the
what's going
one.
On. Everybody's looking this way, and I'm like,
because this guy was like, "Where's this apparatus?" It's like a video apparatus.
Third arm.
It's a steady cam.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be his fourth arm.
I got it. High five.
Oh my god.
High five.
Oh
shit.
You wanna go get
so what are we doing?
Nothing, buddy. What are you doing?
I'm drinking this tasty beer that was brewed by Breckenridge Brewing Company that's called I Am Brute.
I don't know. If they do, I guess.
Did you notice I tried to do the intro in the angsty teenage group? I am Brute.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it last?
No,
no, because you were at
there.
Free. Yeah. No,
yeah.
You were there. It was Free Comic Book the last time we were there.
He old enough to buy liquor? He doesn't look old enough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He took his fake ID.
He should get a beer.
What's the guy's name from the show where he's like
McLovin?
I couldn't think of that.
You didn't get a last name?
It's Lovin.
Okay, I'm like, doesn't he look like he's 12?
Well, that's good, though, right?
We're old.
Well, I mean, I'm only 30. Let's not get too carried away.
I am the oldest one here, so I'm giving you all the fingers.
I was talking about like when we graduated from high school, and I was like, hey, that was like 7 years ago. And John goes, no, 17. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm old.
I graduated from college.
She's already lost her mind,
math,
too.
I know.
I graduated from college 15 years ago. 15.
From college? Damn.
Yeah.
Man.
I was 15 years old.
15 years ago, you were 15 years old?
We can add.
Hooray.
No, that was subtraction, actually.
15.
It's math. It's math. Yeah, it's all math.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or 30 minus 15 equals 15.
Yeah, I know.
Subtraction.
Or 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. Plus 1.
I was going to let you go. I wasn't even going to cut in.
I lost count. I lost after two.
Shit, how many was that?
I'm just going to go with that.
Shit, people watching already.
And there's nobody here.
I know, but you should see some of these people.
I can't.
Chris is like, he's hot, he's hot.
I do him, I do her, do her, do him.
Can I motorboat her?
That's from Stewie. Come on.
From what?
Stewie.
I don't like
Stewie. Stewie from
Mom. 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 Right. Mom. Lois. Lois.
Mama. Mama. Mom.
You did kind of sound like Lois right there, too.
Because I have kids, so I know what that's like, right? What the fuck do you want?
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
And then I go, what, Finn? And he looks at me like, and I'm like.
Because he forgot in the time it took you to answer.
I guess.
It's like, hi, Mom. And runs out the room.
Oh, kids are the devil.
Wonder Woman?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's amazing. Tomorrow, right?
Is it amazing?
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow is Wonder Woman Day at your local comic book store.
They won't know, so 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, tomorrow.
2 weeks ago, tomorrow.
When will then be now?
Is it January? I don't
know. January? What the fuck?
June?
She's only drank like a third of that.
So tomorrow's June 4th.
Tomorrow's June 4th.
Buddy.
Today's June 2nd.
No.
January?
Man, we just lost 6 months like that.
I don't want to be this.
Well, you're not from the sound of it.
you're Benjamin Buttoning over here.
Back in my day,
in January.
No, we're going to see it tomorrow night, and I am excited. Everybody that's come to the store that's seen it says that it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Awesome.
Better than anything DC's done so far.
Or Marvel. See, I have a friend that owns a store in Amarillo, who's a diehard Marvel guy, and he's like. He posted it on Facebook. He's like, I think it's my favorite comic book movie ever.
Wow.
And people are like, what the fuck are you? You're Marvel through and through. And he's like, I know, but I think it wins.
Yeah, wow. It's really,
a big
it's really
compliment.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, some of the complaints are like people are like the CGI. There's a few that are kind of like, you're like, meh. But I mean, just the fight scenes that they're
it's
doing.
With everything, though.
Yeah,
the bite
exactly.
scenes. She bites people?
The bite fucking scenes. It's the bite of truth.
Tell me the truth.
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, you know what? I had a genius idea. Sorry to take
a minute.
I was talking to somebody at the shop today, and we were talking about Baywatch and how they think it's going to be a terrible movie. And I can't wait to go see Baywatch. And I was like, what if they did, like, the sand stormtroopers as Baywatch? I would watch the shit out of that. Like,
them with slow motion
like helmets in like the red shorts, like saving people. That would be awesome. What's up, Chad?
Chad Old is here.
Oh my god, did you lose 20 pounds by going to the gym today?
Chad,
I'm good. Just one time.
One time.
I'm swole.
What are they doing?
You're swole.
Touching down there.
People apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Downstairs.
Down
touching.
In their downstairs mix up.
Naughty bits touching. Downtown Bonanza.
Just massage it.
We are with gay guys. They don't care.
So, yeah.
I didn't say they cared. Maybe they initiated it. I don't know.
No, it was me initiating it. Sorry. Being inappropriate again.
Back in January.
Shut up.
She just started touching it back in January.
Yeah. It took that long.
For Chad Old. No, we don't care. This is, what do you think?
Pretty good.
I like it.
It's an easy drinking summertime beer. It's not, you know.
Yeah, for somebody who doesn't drink beers.
You don't drink beer?
I don't drink beer a lot, no.
It's pretty
so.
Good, though, right?
I actually, I like it. Yeah, it's better than like a Coors or a Bud, but yeah,
but
definitely.
It's not cheap.
Keep it around. That's my vote.
Two thumbs up from the gay. One of the gays.
Say it again.
Thank you.
You have layers. You're like an onion. You have layers.
Good. I'm glad you know that.
See?
Term.
I do.
You did the blending?
I did the blending.
On
you
her?
Oh, fuck no.
Wow. He would get like a it's Sharpie like, and like draw on my eyebrows. That's his idea.
Yo, you gotta look excited today.
I'd sneeze and then it'd go pew.
Arches of Destiny. Yeah, if you Google on YouTube, Arches of Destiny.
That's amazing.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy. I haven't heard your thoughts on that.
Enjoyed it.
It's not as good as the first one. It was entertaining.
Why?
It was good. Because the first, it was just kind of, I don't want to say like cheese dick, but the first one was better, I thought.
I think the second
queso
one had
penis
less
is
action.
What she meant to say.
Okay, then.
I like it. There was definitely less action in the second one than there was the first one.
Yeah, there was more, I don't know, quirky one-liners maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I felt like some of it was kind of forced.
The best part was the beginning when Baby Groot was dancing.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
Yeah, that was good.
That was adorable.
Right.
So.
And I really liked Drax, but I thought that it was almost too much.
Yeah.
Like, how did he get... So the second movie is supposed to take place right after the first movie,
how'd he get so funny all of a sudden? You know?
He was always funny.
No.
I don't know that he was that funny. I think it was, like, more forced.
Yeah, well, he was like, he had no sense of it. You know, he was very literal, and that's
right.
What made him funny.
Right.
But in the second one, he was funny. So it was weird. I loved it, but I was like, that's not right.
In the fucking monster?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the best.
Or when he's talking about the, did you make yourself a penis? And he's like, dude, we don't want to talk about that. He's like, I love when my parents tell the story of how they copulated in every winter solstice.
Yeah, we went the day after it opened, but we went to the fucking drive-in.
Yeah,
and the fucking line was huge. It was probably 3 miles long to get into that bitch.
That's long, but you still went. And
it was good. I fucking fell right asleep during Beauty and the Beast. My wife wanted to watch it, and I was like, I'm trying. Next thing I know, Beauty and the Beast is not even a beast anymore or something. No. I don't know.
Is he a dude? He turns into a dude?
Yeah.
Is it a handsome dude?
Supposedly. I don't know. The dishes stop talking. I loved the Guardians of the Galaxy. I actually really liked it.
Better than the first?
I doubt it. No, but see, first are hard because you're... Because it's a little more anticipatory. You anticipate it more. Right. I don't know if that's a word.
You don't want to talk now?
You don't want to talk? Really?
Oh, she wants to have an off-the-record conversation.
Chad Old? Why do you...
Because it's the opposite of new.
Chad Old.
Dun-dun-dun. It's punny.
It's like queso penis. Instead of cheese dick.
I thought it was funny. Mid-sentence, it was funny.
That's right. You're going to remember that. Queso penis.
Okay, January.
January. Yeah. I agree.
Like
yes. I was talking about that with Alex, who helps me out on Saturdays at the shop, and she's like, "You're right. You know, it's just like evil eye. That's the only," and I can't remember what the word she had in Spanish for evil eye was, but I was like, "Huele ojo is so much better." That's a thing now.
Just rolls off the tongue.
We need to make that into a shirt.
A dude died dripping or something.
J-U-E-L-E-R.
Is that like a thing in Spanish? E.
I don't know. So, with the first Guardians of the Galaxy, nobody had any fucking clue as to what to expect.
Right,
you know? And everybody went in and it blew everybody's mind. So, with the second one, you know, the bar is way the fuck up here. And if it doesn't hit that...
But it still made a shit ton of money, I think it...
You equate money to good. We've had this discussion
with Mr.
Renwick before.
Success.
Prometheus.
Speaking of, I watched Alien 2.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Alien 2, Alien Covenant.
Well, Alien as also. Well. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was... It's definitely... less storytelling than Prometheus was in order for the gore to happen. And
okay.
It was way fucking more bloody. Way more bloody. But, yeah, I mean, you see two or three different versions of the aliens, and you get a little bit more backstory as to what happened to Shaw. She doesn't appear at all in the movie. So you have to watch the two or three prologue things that they
on the Instagram.
Yeah, that they did beforehand. But I thought it was good. The one thing that lost me was that it doesn't really explain anything about the engineers. That was my least favorite. You haven't watched it yet?
No.
Okay. I don't want to spoil it.
No, go ahead.
But no.
We probably won't see it until it comes out.
There's an event where he kills every engineer, and it just happens.
Who kills
him? That's it, David. Like, do you remember have you seen all the prologues?
No.
Oh, you haven't. Fuck. There's
that's
one.
All right. Tell me about it.
There's one prologue.
So in the prologue, David kills the engineers.
No. In the prologue, they're talking about what happened after they left the place where they were at, LV-424, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And she puts him back together and blah, 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 and he puts her in hypersleep so that she could sleep while they get to the engineer place. And
so
then
they're
all
going
of a sudden,
from the weird...
Whatever that
alien
place is,
thing planet,
to the engineer's home world. And the prologue ends with them kind of coming into like what looks like a city of some sort.
Oh.
And in the movie, it's just he drops all of the black goo on the whole planet, and it wipes
on
out
the engineer
on the engineer planet, and it wipes out the whole planet.
But this is
and
still in
it.
Another prologue.
No,
not
no,
in
that's
alien,
in the movie, but
Covenant.
They explained it away in like 2 minutes, which was kind of lame, I thought.
Sure.
But I like the action.
It wasn't the connection you were hoping
no,
for.
No, right. It okay. was. It didn't really further the story all that much. It
gotcha.
Was more like a bridge to the next movie, almost.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I like gore. I heard Chad say that he thought it sucked. I think is what he just said
he
over there.
It sucked?
I think that's what he just said.
You didn't like aliens?
I thought it sucked.
Oh, okay.
Why?
It was just. It was not. I don't know. They tried to make it too serious. It's an alien movie, so they tried to make it too cerebral, too much. You know.
See,
I
but
see,
I think that was a result.
You just see,
well,
yeah,
I think that was
the mouth out of the mouth. It's going into the mouth and through the back of the
right,
head.
Right. Lots of.
Yeah. I don't know about sword fighting. Just the tip.
I think it was a result of the bad press coverage that they got for the last movie that they went overboard with aliens and killing in this one.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it is fucking bloody. Like, it's gory as hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like you were saying earlier, they with the whole David, you know, massacring, being like a robot android sociopath, it was just kind of, I don't know, it felt, I really wanted to like it. I like all the other alien movies. I
like Prometheus.
I thought it was, I liked that one, but I wasn't getting a warm fuzzy from this
like
one.
Like I said, gotcha. I feel like it's a bridge to the next movie and not a sequel.
Okay.
I would agree.
It's weird.
It's a total setup.
Because it doesn't really move the story forward as much as I thought it would.
Huh.
But Ridley Scott's talking about two more movies, and I mean, I don't know, so that's the shitty part.
Sure.
Originally, it was going to be one more movie that would connect everything, but I don't know if that's the plan anymore, and it didn't feel like a fucking full movie to me.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
I totally agree with that. It was a setup, it was a lot of, like, doors left open for the next one. Chris is having a moment.
Apparently.
The mic might have caught that.
That is an O face right there.
I can't.
John, what does that look
How
like?
How do you know what it looks like?
There's a
okay.
mirror up on the ceiling.
There's a mirror in the ceiling in our bedroom. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Even John didn't know.
She has a
John has to replace.
Wait.
He closes his eyes.
He's like, turn the lights on.
There's a bag over her head.
And he draws a smiley face on
I'm
it.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Either that or he puts the
wall
on. Yeah. No more wiener no kisses. More. No. Just bad kisses.
No kisses at all.
No butterfly kisses either.
Damn it. What about ear stuff?
What about ear stuff? I like that.
Oh, he likes sweet nothings
he
whispered in his ear.
He always runs his mouth when he's around people. That's
not
the that's
you.
The thing.
That's
your fault. With you. She's going to murder
you
death kill you just
in trouble.
Yeah.
You do
she's
always get in trouble around me. That's true.
Seashell.
Seashells for?
When are they going to reboot that movie? Who's going to replace
not
Wesley Snipes?
He's going to go back. They're Ooh. Both still alive.
Yeah, but he can't use.
Isn't he like federal prison?
He was terrible
you
as Starhawk in that movie.
You know he will. No, you think? Was
yeah,
he?
I think
don't
so.
Know who that guy was even anyway, so.
You're going to take that job and shovel.
Apparently he was an important Ravager in the comic books or something like that.
Well, so Starhawk was one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy. So that's the whole...
Not the girl. The girl?
Gamora?
The girl. Gamora?
Not the girl. Yeah,
nice,
the girl.
She got a nice ass.
Yeah, the girl.
I don't know. He pointed over there and then over there. I didn't know what the fuck.
Because he saw her over there and then she's walking this way. Come on, man.
Anyway, Starhawk.
He was just one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy with Major Force and a bunch of other weird... So at the post-credits scene when they're all together, that was the original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
And now they're back.
The robot dude?
The robot dude, the crystal guy, the weird...
You think they'll do their own thing? Oh, shit, that didn't work.
You need longer... Go gadget one arms.
No, I need to turn the fucking thing.
Oh. Post that shit.
My internet sucks.
Hosted.
My internet sucks.
Why you gotta say it like that?
If you didn't have a ghetto
phone. Why
has
it gotta be like that?
Because it's gotta be like that.
Bastard. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm in for eating. Oh, I thought that said 11 pounds of beef. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's what you want, the 11 pounds of beef?
No.
Right in his mouth.
That's a summer sausage.
Oh. Pee-pee and meatballs.
DP? Man, DP meatballs. Jeez. That sounds messy.
Can he get DP'd? I guess you could. I don't know.
One in the pee.
In the same hole.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I'm not going to say anything. I was going to say one in the pink, one in the stink, and that even applies to John.
I don't think so.
Yep.
I didn't look too close at the nudes for that one.
No. I'm going to Google that shit right now.
Where?
I paint my fucking body red,
that's
asshole.
True.
Wait a minute.
She's like, you suck, but she's committed.
She's committed, but you're fucking fat, Hellboy.
True story.
Oh, touche. Touche.
So what, if you look like, after you take that off, and you look like there's been an axe murderer has been in the bathroom, what does that look like?
A fungus? I don't know.
You should take a picture of you in the bathtub next year.
Okay.
All fucking
just
like in the everywhere.
Like,
you should joke about that.
I'm sorry. Boo.
Did you forget what show you're on?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Just make sure you slice them vertically.
Oh.
Don't be
I'll
a wussy.
Get the vertical.
Okay, let's stop.
Make sure you're posting on
Facebook.
Ask if you did it right.
Yeah.
Right. Is this correct?
Okay? Yeah, you're doing good.
Do a poll
Keep
on Twitter.
Going.
More.
It's not quite high enough.
I love the random interspersed.
Those could be like interludes, you know?
Yes. You need to do that for like a sound bite. You don't do that. Fuck you.
Hashtag Chris of
wow. Like, man, you
man,
should put...
You ask me for something and it happens.
No.
Yes.
Never.
Always.
Never. Only time, Sad Hulk music. That's it. Only time.
That's the best, though.
It
I
is.
I love Sad Hulk
but
music.
That's the only time.
You need to go get us some glasses.
Why do I gotta go get glasses?
Because you're the leader
you
of this
these
gang.
People. You're
no,
the one that's
I don't know
in
these people. Go find Chris
shit.
Angel.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. We interviewed her.
No.
Yes, last year.
That doesn't
I almost
mean
said
I
yesterday.
Remember it. Yeah, January.
Go get us some glasses.
I don't. I'll go at 7.
It's 7:30. Yeah. The blue ball sandwich.
The meatball. That's for later. That's for my comments about her sexual prowess later. I'm going to have the blue ball sandwich. It's
you're going to have one or she's going to have one?
Can't we both have one with the French dip?
No.
No. That was very stern. No. Bitch.
You're cut off.
What?
Exactly.
I didn't hear that.
I said you're cut off.
Oh, I heard you're cunt off. I was like,
it's still there.
I know. See, one in the pink, one in the stink. I told you it worked.
Right as Ryan Workman.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
What's up, sir?
What's happening, man? How are you?
Yeah, you want in? A power cord or a power out? Oh, for your laptop?
Did you bring yours, John?
I didn't. No, it's in the car.
Do you want us to go get one?
Is it a pro? I can go get you one.
Oh. Ties? Can you put another I Am Brute on there?
Yeah. You got a big one? Let's put it on pause. You want to take us out? Yeah, hey, you want to take us out? Take us to a break.
Travis McIntyre, horror writer of Up the River and the upcoming book Biani from Caliber Comics, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
I'm going all over the place.
It's a lot.
Hey, we're recording again, by the way.
And we're back!
It's a lot.
Gabe's is not.
I know. It's horrible. Whoa. Hello.
Hi.
Why is he counting all weird?
No, it's way more than you would think. I
so
looked,
how did Free Comic Book Day go for you, by the
crazy.
Way? We haven't been able to talk since then.
Fucking crazy. I have no idea how many people came in because I forgot to count heads until like after we opened. And but sales-wise, we were up 40% over last year, which is fucking nuts.
Hi. We would love some. Thank you
yes,
so
please.
Much.
Yes, please.
Ah, sweet.
Thank you,
man.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am Brute.
Thank you.
That's the angsty
I can't,
teenage Brute.
I can't use it. I'm going to have the guy sign it. Do we know anything about the artist this year?
He's supposed to be here, I think.
Yeah, no. Yes, I know that.
I want to hear more stories about Frankie puking at Breckenridge, though.
I didn't. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
You remember.
He got all fucking embarrassed. He's cool. I love Frankie.
Yeah, I do too,
cool
man.
Cat.
He's awesome.
Very cool cat. We're going to be recording there in a couple weeks.
Yes.
We're going to go record there too. I forgot all about his party.
His party. That's cool.
Are we doing Father? Are we skipping Father's Day?
I don't know, man.
Yes, we are.
Are we?
Yes.
Probably, because we probably should. You should be with your kids.
You should be with your kids.
No.
Or your kids should want to be with you.
Aren't you going to be open?
Yeah. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, we're watching the store.
With skipping.
Are you
good with that?
She asked us to.
Well, but I'm going to be there because she's leaving.
That makes no sense.
She
Why
said
would
you
they watch the store if you're going
to
be there?
Put the kids down in case somebody couldn't babysit him.
No, she's leaving. So
yeah, I gotta go to work. You guys are coming on the 18th. So
can you watch the kids and the store while they have one giant sexcapade?
Hey, I'm flying out on the 18th really early, so if you want to do a podcast with two kids, you can go for it.
Ooh. Let's skip back. I'm gonna take a rain check.
Ben is awesome on the show, though.
He is.
Yeah, his highlights.
We need to have him
on the show.
On.
Are the best rated?
Yeah, are they really?
Yeah, I don't know.
How does that? Yeah, wait. I was like, hold on. What kind of metrics are you using, man? I want to see these numbers.
I'm giving your kid a compliment. Just take it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We just had like 50 downloads the other day for no reason.
50?
Yeah.
50.
I told you we're averaging close to 1,000 every month.
Every episode.
Yeah.
Every month or
every month.
Episode?
No, every month.
That's crazy town.
That's a lot. Why are they only taking pictures of them?
I don't know.
We're here
mean.
Too, fucking assholes.
We're the reason these
I know,
here,
I
eh?
Know. Yeah. Twin
Wonder
powers.
Twin powers activate a form of a useless pail of ice.
I got a brute.
You got a brute?
I got an I am brute.
Juancito?
Juancito?
Juancito.
Hey, when you're done with that, can you take a picture with your cool bracelets?
Thanks, man.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. She almost went like.
There's one scene in Wonder Woman where she really does that a lot, and you're just like, oh, this is she's. Oh my god. Yeah.
You had a chubby.
Like I mean, you know, being a gay dude, I was like,
I was
totally
gonna say,
would,
is
like,
that? I was gonna say, is that some gay people do?
He's
yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on? This has never happened.
Where's Plus Chris Arm. Pine at? Damn it!
Oh, buddy, I
abort.
Like our drunk
abort.
Episodes.
I
They're
do
the
too.
Best.
Dude, you only had one beer. You're not drunk.
I'm.
Dude, it's not.
Beer.
We're not.
And
it's not even open yet.
Beer.
It's only 7:45.
Good thing Eric's driving home.
I
just got
here.
The stink eye.
You got the huele ojo. Do you know who the Goonies are?
They're a 80s cover band.
Have you heard them before, though? I know
no.
that much fucking about them.
I don't know. I'm bummed it's not the guys from last time, because the guys from last time are amazing.
Were they? They're loud.
They are.
Wow.
The Gin Doctors are a 90s cover band that played last year. You were there for it.
Yeah,
no,
I was
you
there.
Left.
But I don't know any of these people.
It's just a cover band. Love is a battlefield. Man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's all you need to know.
Like Wonder Woman's in the battlefield?
Jerking them off.
That's how she wins?
That's the scene I'm talking about. Double fisting it.
Churning the butter.
The lasso.
That's really good. I like that.
I figured you would.
It's easy. It's really easy to
it's
drink.
It's goddamn pussy bear. It's goddamn apple cider.
The Miko whiskey. Every night. That's loud, even way over here.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think they're going to hear us.
Should we go over there?
No.
No.
Fuck it.
Good here.
We're recording a whole nother episode on Sunday.
True.
Did you bring my shit?
What?
Did you bring my shit?
It's in the car. I brought Gabe's stuff, too, because it's taking up too much fucking space at the store. Let's talk about that asshole for a second.
Uh-oh.
What happened? Do you know what happened with the...
No.
I'm a chef. I'm not a chef. I'm a chef. I'm not a chef.
He's still a chef. He works at the Maya Cove now.
Okay.
I don't know. Apparently he
so
went...
he quit the milk job. Like, done.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Almost a month and a half ago, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He quit. And he went to go work for these people as their head chef.
How did he find out? Should we be talking about this?
I don't care.
Okay.
Fuck them.
Yeah, he's not here.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
And he doesn't work there
and
anyway.
He cut his beard and he looks like a creeper. It's because love is a battlefield.
That's true. Is it really? But I guess he went in, and they yelled at him or they scolded him for something.
They blamed him for, like, lack of... He said they had a good opening weekend, but then not a lot of people after that, and I don't know.
Then he left. Did you tell Ryan that you didn't get him a power cord?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Is he just waiting for you to get back? You might want to go find him and be like, hey, I it was not
an asshole and I didn't have a power cord.
You might want to go tell him that. Where is he at? He's in a plaid shirt, buddy. There's not too many guys in here that are wearing plaid shirts. All right, I'll put us on pause.
Howdy doody.
You didn't find him?
No.
Oh, yeah, we were yelling. It's loud even
over here. I also did not find the bathroom.
It's over there in the corner. Far corner.
Far corner?
Far corner. All right, I'm going to put us back on pause, Dan, again.
Those are...
What?
Hey, we holy shit, that's a lot of food. We unpaused, by the way.
It's unpaused? And we're back!
They don't know. We just paused, so we didn't really take a break. Those fucking nachos are massive, buddy.
Have some. Sandwiches
coming. Holy shit, I got a pound of wings coming, buddy.
Pound?
Just put them right here, Mira, right here.
I don't want to put it on, Mira, your stickers.
No, right here, you're fine.
Como se dice stickers?
Why don't you put the stickers over there?
You just got to put an E on it.
Why don't you put the stickers there so people can pick them up?
You just got to put an E on it.
Can I put the S stickers over there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
S.A. stickers.
Stickers.
What? I'm just giving them to you. Shut up.
You broke this?
32.
He broke it like the first day he got it.
Chad, really? Chad old?
He got the phone, and then, like, the next day, he's like, it's like, I got a new phone. The next day, he's like, son of a bitch, I broke it. Just kidding.
No, it's still new. All those cracks are new.
Why were you on your phone while you're pooping?
Everybody's on their phone when they're pooping.
Eric broke our toilet taking a poop. Like, the tank. And I'm like, what the hell? Are you planking on the toilet while taking a poop?
He's like, he's laughing. That would be awful.
Fucking everybody straight broke my taint.
Are you on your phone when you poop?
Did you see him? Sorry, Ryan. You can come yell at him on the show later. Get your shit. Get your shit.
That was awesome.
There's so much nachos there. I can't carry you.
What's going
John,
on?
John, I'm a Sherpa.
You're
okay?
My Sherpa?
I'm a Sherpa at work.
You're my nacho Sherpa?
Yeah, I give tours.
You know,
I'm
recording this awesome fucking... this Sherpa talk.
Sherpa diatribe.
Should we take a break?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We just came back.
No, we didn't. We paused
that.
It.
Good
yeah. Yes. All right, take us out for a break.
Hashtag Carissa Farts.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mario Candelaria, writer of comics such as Ashes and Epilogue, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Well, he can't just start talking. I mean, well, we're recording right now, so pay attention.
And we're back!
That's going to be so loud. Marika's going to fucking kill you.
That's totally fine.
Yeah, we got enough slack. You can give it to him.
All right, so we are here at the Denver Comic Con Breckenridge Brewing beer release party for I Am Brute. And we have a gentleman who wants to chat with us a little bit. What's your name, man?
Ryan.
And what are you doing here, Ryan?
Oh, I'm just having a great time at the Comic-Con release.
Right on? Are you going to Comic-Con?
Yes, I am, all 3 days.
What are you pumped to see at Comic-Con?
I'm pumped to see the Weasley twins, Ginny, the guy from Princess Bride.
Okay.
And I'm also pumped to do my cosplay on all those 3 days.
What are you going
to
cosplay as?
I'm doing Brad Wan from Dead or Alive on Friday.
Okay.
Sandman on Saturday.
Okay.
And Doctor Strange
Sandman
on Sunday.
Which Sandman?
Sandman from Sleepy Hollow.
Okay. See, I'm thinking Sandman from the comic books. That's a different Sandman.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. And who on Sunday?
It's Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Are you going to have the giant pimp collar?
Yep.
Nice. Pimp collar Doctor Strange is the best Doctor Strange, right?
Ever. Why does he deserve a free pop? Isn't that what he's doing right now?
He's chatting with us because he wanted to come talk to us.
I wanted him to tell us, not you.
Tell us which of the items on the table behind us you would like.
I would like one of the Swamp Thing pop vinyls.
Swamp Thing pop.
Why Swamp Thing?
Well, because I kind of like him as a character in the comic books, and he's so underrated. He's never used that often. So sometimes he's not one of the less popular ones, but he is to me.
Have you played Injustice 2 yet?
Yes, I have.
Have you played Swamp Thing in Injustice 2?
Yes, I have.
What do you think? Yay, nay?
Yay.
Yay? All right, thumbs up. Thumbs up for
thumbs
Swamp
up.
Thing
yeah.
and Injustice 2.
Oh, shit.
No, it's not. Scratch and Sniff was exclusive to San Diego last year.
If you want, he can scratch and sniff you.
I mean...
not me. Do not scratch and sniff me. But if you were to scratch and sniff that Swamp Thing, what would it smell like?
It would smell like pine fresh forest with a hint of rain.
That's accurate, too, because that's what it actually smells like. Right on, man. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Did he grab a card?
I will get him one.
All right. Yeah, make sure he gets one of your cards también.
Thank you, Ryan. Check out the podcast. You will be on an episode in like 18 months.
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks you'll be on the show.
You shut thanks, your man. Mouth.
And hashtag Chris Farts.
I'm caught up, asshole.
He's doing better. He's doing a lot better.
John, there's a line of people.
There's a line of people that talk to us.
Everybody
like
wants
it.
To talk
Woo!
To the podcast.
Keep them coming.
Right.
All right, John, the beers. Everybody trying the beer? Woo! That's not yeah, a beer. That's an old fashioned.
He's drinking out of his commemorative right, glass, though. Me neither. No, this guy wants to talk to you.
They're talking to me about waxing my legs.
Oh, that's weird. But
I'm going to dress up. I'm going
to need to nair your leg.
Sounds very painful.
Will you dress
I'm
up with me as
weird.
Wonder Man at Comic-Con?
Totally.
Done. We got two Wonder Mans.
He's going to be Wonder
the movie
Man?
Was awesome.
Was it? I haven't seen
I
it yet.
I loved it. Saw it last night for a sneak preview. It was the best DCEU movie, but probably I would say it's just as good as The Dark Knight.
Okay.
I loved it.
Was so he at the all-female screening?
So number one, Wonder Woman?
Number one is Dark Knight still.
Dark Knight.
Wonder Woman is a very close second.
Okay. Neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
On the DCEU
Barely.
Or yes. in all in general?
In comic book movies.
Are we talking about comic book movies
comic
or
book
just the DC side?
Just DC side? Wonder Woman is the best. All comic book movies, it is very close to the Dark Knight. Dark
okay.
Knight doesn't count as DCEU.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
But so that's your favorite comic book movie is
yes.
Dark Knight. Okay. Next, what's after Dark Knight?
Wonder Woman.
And then?
The first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah, okay.
Did you see that's the second one?
I did, and I liked it. Not as much. I felt like they were pushing the comedy
I think that's
a little
the
more.
General consensus.
Yeah.
My wife, though, she's like, I liked it more, but...
Okay. She's wrong, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But don't tell her that.
Oh, no, don't
She's
worry.
Absolutely right with whatever she
it's
likes.
It's time to fire divorce papers, I think.
Yeah, no, are you going to Denver Comic Con?
That's the plan.
Are you cosplaying?
I don't cosplay, but my best friend dresses the Green Arrow every year, so...
Okay.
Nice. Like old school Green Arrow with the mustache?
Yep,
the
with the mustache
or...
goatee.
Okay.
He does it with the hood still, though, but he just doesn't want to get confused with Robin Hood.
Understood. So what are you interested in back here?
Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing. Two Swamp Things. Why do you like Swamp Thing?
Honestly, the first time I was introduced to him was the movies from the 80s.
Yes. That was one of our... So if you listen to the show ever, we have a pop culture classic section that we talk about, like movies or...
No, we
care about comic books, too.
Comic books, too.
Yeah. No, exactly. So
I'm
trying to engage a possible future listener here. But we have a section called Pop Culture Classics, and we talked about the original Swamp Thing, so that you're a fan?
I watched them late in the game, though.
Sure.
So I was like, they're not great. They're better
right.
than the man
dude,
thing from...
It's a dude in a rubber suit. I mean...
Exactly. But I watched Justice...
It's a little bit better than the monsters in Power Rangers.
Yes.
Exactly.
Very much so.
But not much.
But
He does throw fucking trucks and boats around, so...
With Justice League Dark, though, him and that was actually pretty
yes.
awesome, so I was thrilled about that, and I think they said they're trying to do that for live action for the DC movies as well, so...
Right.
I'm hoping that'll be awesome.
Awesome.
And in Injustice, he's pretty badass.
I haven't played it yet, because I have two
what
kids in a comic book
you?
Store, and
it's,
so I'm here on a
is.
Friday. Yeah. Tell my wife, because I really want to buy the game, but she probably won't
no,
let me.
The wife is the boss.
Injustice 2.
We'll bring it. We got a PS4.
They got it. Done.
No. You can't argue with the wife, so I understand.
No, I know. Exactly. She's always right. Always.
I feel like he would smell more like the like a Pacific Northwest, almost like a Sasquatch type smell, because he's always living in the woods.
That's
always...
If you smelled me, I would smell similar to Swamp Thing.
Exactly.
Right. A little pine nutty.
Yes. Yes. Awesome, man. Well, thank you for chatting with us. Definitely check out the Alan Moore run on Swamp Thing is amazing. If you ever want to read the comics, that's hands down. Yes.
Yeah, Hall of Justice Comics and Collectibles, located in Parker, Colorado.
Tomorrow is Wonder Woman Day.
I know. I'm excited.
They have cookies.
That's our show. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, and you'll be on an episode in about 2 weeks. So.
Ish.
Thanks, man.
Jai, you got another one.
Another one!
Yeah,
what's happening? Tell us
that.
Who you are.
Rhonda.
I'm sorry. It's very loud.
It's okay.
What are you doing, Rhonda?
Well, we're out here because we wanted to come see if we could get a brute cup, but we were about 10 shy of getting one.
Gotcha.
Oh, well. But because I've come out nearly every year for, to come.
I hear a word you're saying, Rhonda.
So I've come out nearly every year for the beer.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this location versus last year? I can't remember what the place was called last year.
That was like Stoney's.
Yes.
I think this is a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More space.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad. She really loves the Gin Doctors. That was the band last year.
Oh, okay.
Which is a 90s cover band.
Okay.
But I'm excited to hear the Goonies.
Okay.
You like the Goonies?
I don't. The movie or the band?
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever heard the band.
Okay.
The movie was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah? Yeah, Brute's okay. It's all right. I liked the other one last year better.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And are you coming to Denver Comic Con?
Oh, of course. All 3 days, 3 day pass.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are you most excited to see?
Well, right now, Nathan Fillion and a Weird Al Yankovic. I'm excited about that.
Do you think Weird Al's going to do a concert?
I hope.
That'd be awesome.
I hope he sings some.
That would be super rad. She's really pumped to see Nathan Fillion also.
Yeah, I like him.
But she wants to touch him, and I don't
she
think that's something...
She wants to touch his hammer.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that's on his menu of things you can buy. Yeah.
I'd pay for it.
Act sad enough or act whiny or something. They might come down and hug you or something. It's possible.
Nice.
Bring a kid with you. Yeah, bring a kid.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
they might. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Last year, Carrie Elwes hugged like a whole row of kids.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. What are you interested in back there?
Swamp Thing. Yeah.
Why Swamp Thing?
It's cool, and my daughter collects those. Yeah.
So if Swamp Thing were scratch and sniff, what would Swamp Thing smell like?
Some kind of funk that came out of the sewer, man.
Right.
I don't know.
Awesome. Have you read any Swamp Thing comics?
Long time ago. Yeah.
Seen the TV show and the movies and stuff?
Yep, long time ago.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm excited that they're possibly bringing him back into doing like a live action movie. That'd be pretty sweet.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do a Swamp Thing cosplay, but that would be really hot and a lot of work.
You could. I've seen people do Groot and all kinds of things.
Right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me get you a pop.
Thank you. Oh, I was going to ask you, have you heard about the Groot bread at Disneyland? Yeah, it's as big as your face, man. It's a flat bread and it looks like Groot. Look it up. It's pretty awesome. And they've got about four or five different things. They've got a Black Widow and I can't remember what else, but yeah, they've got different desserts there now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Total freak.
My son just came off of a college experience in January.
That's cool.
So that was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Thank you. John's going to get you some information about the podcast and everything. There you go. Thank you very much for talking to us. There's a card on there for the show. Check it out. It's on iTunes and Stitcher. You'll be on a future episode of the show. Thank you, Rhonda. Have fun.
Did you give away everything already?
Talk into two microphones.
Why are you talking into two microphones?
Does it sound different if I talk like this?
Does it work like that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking it up. Did you give everything away? Did you give everything away?
I still got two Swamp Things and a Howard the Duck.
Nice. What can I do to get the Howard the Duck?
Next time we're going to put them in the books, but...
I got two Jay and Silent Bob chocolates waiting for me at home.
Chocolates? Stinkball chocolates?
He sold 1,000, and in 10 of them were golden tickets, so that you could be in the new Jay and Silent Bob reboot if you got a golden ticket. What? I know, yeah. It probably makes the chocolate taste terrible. No, yeah, in the chocolate, though. So it's
you
like
have
a...
to eat it.
No, with their, like, a, almost like a stamp of them on the front of it. But it was $20 for one.
Did you get a ticket?
I don't know. They're at home. I just got them. Rocket Raccoon wants to talk.
What's up, Rocket?
Huh?
Everybody loves free shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Hashtag free shit. John's getting his picture.
I mean, it was small and it was crowded.
I skipped the line.
When we went, Walt was there. No, really? Oh, that sucks.
Tell us who you are, Rocket.
My name is Valentino Grego.
Okay. And what are you dressed as?
Rocket Raccoon right now, but...
That's appropriate.
I'm trying to bridge the peace between Marvel and DC.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got him
there doesn't need to be
if you love comics, there shouldn't be a line.
I totally agree. absolutely.
It was cool.
And it's that's
the
great
nostalgia.
That we're here at the I Am Brewing.
I don't know if I could make
right?
it my
yes.
everyday
so did you
comic
see Guardians
book shop,
2?
But I liked
absolutely.
It because
and
it was that.
I think it was fantastic.
How about Wonder Woman?
I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet. That's tomorrow night.
Nice.
Otherwise, we'd be there tonight.
Sure. But this is definitely take precedence.
Well, this is once in a lifetime. Wonder Woman is
they
the whole weekend.
Right. So you want to talk about Flash. What do you
Flash?
Want to talk about Flash?
Well, Flash is my favorite.
Character, TV show, comic book.
Character.
All things.
Book.
Okay.
The Flash.
Ryan, can we see your Flash tattoo, please? He's also a huge Flash fan.
I have a Flash tattoo.
Do you really?
Drop trout. You can take them off. It's all right. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a mantra. It's the Speed Force equation. First right now. I'm at Marvel right now. So.
That's all right.
I have a lot of Flash stuff.
That's all right. So what about the Flash makes him your guy?
That he's not the same character up until right now. For the past 75 years, he's gone from Jay Garrick to Barry Allen to Wally to Bart. So it's not Bruce Wayne for 75 years.
Sure. Absolutely.
It gets passed down, right. And he still holds that same title no matter who he is.
Do you feel that DC does the legacy characters like that better than Marvel does?
Yes and no.
Okay.
There's certain characters that they do that with. The Trinity, they don't do that with.
Sure.
So they tried that with...
You got Wonder Woman, you've got Donna Troy, and you've got Wonder Girl.
Yeah, and they tried it with Dick Grayson being
right.
Batman for that
right.
little while.
Right.
But fans don't want that, so that's what they...
And there's no Superman, you know.
Yeah, there's
absolutely.
No...
That's cool. So what, besides the generational thing with Flash, what else draws you into the character? Like, what is it about? Is it because he doesn't run fast? Is it because he's just an average guy that got hit by lightning?
It is the average guy thing. It's definitely that hardcore, I am what I am, but I have superpowers and I am what I am.
I'm making the best of it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you excited to see Flash in the Justice League movie?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes. The TV show has gone up and down for me.
Okay.
I feel like they've done parts that are fantastic, and then I also feel like there's parts where they just kind of went left field. So I'm hoping Justice League movie is a little bit more for the comic fans instead of the action-packed.
Sure. I'm a huge Aquaman fan.
Oh, I'm excited that too, yeah.
No, fuck you. I'm going to turn your microphone off. You're done. You're out.
You don't even know how to work this thing.
Oh, I will fucking push buttons until it's off. So Aquaman's a character that I've always associated with as a kid watching Super Friends to now as a fucking adult wearing
the Aquaman hour.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, like, they started filming on the movie on the Gold Coast in Australia, and I'm fucking amazed. Like, I can't wait. I'm super pumped. So,
like, Jason Momoa, I feel, is a good part. I feel like he's badass enough.
Right.
But I feel like they keep... I hope they keep true to the Aquaman, Arthur Curry.
Right.
Geoff Johns definitely did it best.
Yes.
In the New 52, where he made fun of himself.
Right.
But he was still...
But at the same time, made him a badass.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Awesome. So what are you interested in on the table behind us?
I'm looking at that Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. What is it about Howard the Duck, man?
Just before the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, he was such an obscure Marvel
sure.
character that not many people knew that the George Lucas movie
right.
was actually a Marvel movie.
Right. I think it's
yeah.
the first Marvel. Besides, like, the Captain America made for TV and the Spider-Man made for TV stuff. I believe that Howard is the first Marvel movie, so that's pretty cool.
Well, we've had this debate the whole weekend of the Wonder Woman being the first
female
heroine.
Sure.
Which isn't true, but I feel like she's the most anticipated.
Right.
They had Elektra, Catwoman, and in 84, they had Supergirl.
Yep.
Helen Slater was Supergirl.
Yep. Absolutely.
So she was the first.
Right.
It didn't go too well, but...
Right. But it still counts.
Yeah.
It was a movie that was made. That's cool, man. Well, you definitely get the Howard the Duck door, so let me get you some other stuff. All right. So that's our podcast. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Absolutely.
This episode will come out in about 2 weeks, so check it out. Download it. That's my comic shop down in
Portland. Yeah. I've seen you at conventions
right
many
on.
Times. Yes.
You're going to be at Denver Comic Con. Are you coming to Denver Comic Con?
Absolutely.
What are you most excited about for DCC?
Nathan Fillion.
That's right.
Nathan
Fillion. That's where she's at, yeah.
Nathan Fillion for Denver Comic Con.
Yeah. She wants to, like... I don't think that that's acceptable, though.
Oh, it's acceptable.
Well, there you go, man. Thank you very much for talking to us. Yes. Absolutely.
2 weeks, you'll be on the show.
Yeah. Have a good one, man. Enjoy it. We'll see you, bud. What's up? What's up, what's up?
Nothing, buddy.
You doing all right?
Yes, please.
No, I'm good. I'm cut off.
I'm good.
I got to drive back home.
99 Red Balloons.
What's up, Wolverine?
What's up, Bob?
Yes. Why'd he take over? Is he the new co-host?
John, give me that sweet loot.
They're his. He's the one giving them away, and he's walking away from us.
He's walking away?
He said he got to go pee. Bastard.
Maybe he got a little scared.
Huh?
He said maybe he got a little scared.
Tell him.
Little snick snick, yeah.
How'd it feel to do the last Logan movie?
So, I want to talk to her.
It's good. I can finally take a nap.
Got a little tired of everything.
Wolverine don't have no glasses.
Hey, you can't go pee.
I gotta go pee.
Interview him. What's up, Wolverine?
So not much, bub.
Why Wolverine?
He was one of my favorite characters growing up. Somebody made a joke about my beard. I had a full beard at the time. They said, hey, you look like Wolverine. I said, no, I don't, but I can do that.
I can do that.
I did it, and it stuck.
Nice. Are you going to Denver Comic Con?
Yeah, I'll be there again this year.
The whole time?
I got to work Friday, but yeah, I'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
As Wolverine? Or are you?
On Sunday, actually, I'll show you a picture. On Sunday, I call this Sunday Morning Wolverine. You're going to kick out of it. Everyone does. I've been doing Wolverine for a while, probably like 5 years.
Nice.
This is the only one that doesn't feel old.
That's awesome.
Right? So I'll be doing that on Sunday.
Nice. That's cool. Yeah. How long have you been going?
I've been to every Denver Comic Con so far.
Wow.
So
they started that's, in 2012. This is six?
This will be number six, yeah.
Six. I think I've done four now. This will be three as the podcast.
Nice. I've also been to like San Diego. I've been in New York.
Nice.
I've been to Phoenix.
We went to San Diego last year. John went twice, 2 years now. This will be our third year in San Diego.
Nice. I missed New York and San Diego both last year. Nice. But yeah, I was at last time I was there was 2015.
Nice.
So yeah,
it's shitty to get tickets.
Yeah, it's hard as hell. But you know, it's my excuse to travel. So I get out, see the world, cosplay, meet new people, meet
nice.
Great people.
How's New York? I hear that's good.
New York is amazing. So I love the city. So I went anyway for the city.
Right.
But yeah, meeting all the East Coast people is a totally different atmosphere. Like in Southern California, everybody just does this all the time.
Right.
It's such a community down there. It's kind of weird. Denver's kind of like an island.
Right, right,
so,
right.
Yeah. So, but we branch out. We're going to Atlanta. We go to LA.
Nice.
I like to be the one that goes to New York, so yeah.
When you go to San Diego, are you a floor guy, or do you stand in line and do panels and all that shit?
You know what? I've always wanted to go to Hall H, but I can't spend a whole day standing in line. I gotta walk around.
It's hard. It's hard. You have to sacrifice a whole day.
And you gotta pay for that day to stand in line. That's crazy. I'm not gonna spend, a good $100 just so I can stand in line so I can see something the next day? That's nuts. So what I do is I subscribe to Marvel Unlimited.
Okay.
Is there a comic book Unlimited thing?
Yeah.
So if you do the extra level higher up, you get an exclusive meeting with the Marvel execs. You get like free swag.
Nice.
That's on Sunday. So I go do that. No line. You know, I got to pay for that a little bit, but I'm already paying for the comics, so why not?
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
John's back.
Eric pointed it out to me.
What you got, big boy?
I like the big old gay pointing out the nice
Yeah.
He got distracted again.
Oh, yeah. It's the claws, I swear. I'm sorry.
I think he's taking a photo op.
Yeah, I stopped for those, too. So what brings you guys out?
The podcast.
Nice.
We're press for Denver Comic Con now. But we've been doing the podcast for 3 years now.
Okay.
It's a general pop culture geek sec.
I'll listen to that.
It's long.
Right?
It's long.
Right.
I think he broke a glass.
Right? I can't hit that high note.
Is the plan for you to get like invited to places and shit?
I would love that, but since I do this for fun, I make enough money to do this as a hobby.
So right now it's all on me. I think I've made $1 doing this. I got a tip. So in New York City, if you go to Times Square, you can stand around, you know, like Elmo and Spider-Man and all that kind of stuff. I walk around because I love the city. So I was hanging out at Times Square, and someone's like, I'm going to give you a tip. I was like, this is my first and probably only dollar I will ever make doing this.
Nice. We need John. It's his pop to give away.
Oh, you know what? This was fun enough.
And you'll be on in 2 weeks.
Okay. I can listen to that.
I'm going to say you deserve one anyways.
Okay.
So I'm going to give one away for him.
Oh, sweet.
And I don't give a fuck what he says.
Thanks, bud.
No worries. Listen to yourself in 2 weeks.
That I can do. You guys have a good one. See you at Denver Comic Con.
For sure. We have a booth, so we'll be there.
There he is.
Finally.
What?
God damn it, John. Logan wants a pop.
I know.
He told me to come sit down.
What the fuck is he doing?
What?
What is he doing?
He's giving shit away, and I want it.
Bastard.
I want it.
You're in line for the next one?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that the last one?
Yeah. Yoink!
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
I'm AJ.
Nice.
I know you know me.
I know you, but I don't know if everybody else knows you.
Oh, well, they should. AJ with Pop Cult Pins, how are
you? Nice. Do you have a booth again this year?
I do not.
No?
I tried getting in, but I could not get anybody to email me back.
Lame.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's all right, though. I got a friend of mine who's hooking me up with a press pass.
Nice.
So I'm going to go take pictures for him.
Word press.
Why was my invite?
Huh?
Why didn't you invite me?
I didn't know you didn't get in.
I'm going to be doing it for another podcast called Beep.
Fuck them.
So, yeah.
Do they have a booth or they just press?
Just press, I think.
Lame.
Right? You guys got a booth, though,
right?
I
like having a booth. I like interacting with people as opposed to just trying to find people.
That's half the fun right there.
Yeah.
So
that shit is loud, even though it's way the fuck over there.
I know, right? But she sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's good, but it's fucking loud.
It is fucking loud.
Whatever.
You gotta take the good with the bad. She sounds awesome, but goddamn, she's loud.
Why do you what is left? A Swamp Thing?
Yep.
Nice.
Swamp Thing.
Why do you deserve the Swamp Thing?
If I'm being honest, I probably don't. just gonna put it out there. I'm not a good human being. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But it just so happened that I managed to get in line and jump in the seat
nice.
In time. Just like I'm amazed I was one of the first 200 to get the I Am Brute class.
We were just sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And they said, here's all your classes.
Oh, man. I need my own podcast. You guys get awesome shit doing
that. What are you
that.
Doing?
Oh, what? I'm not good enough for you now?
No, I need all three. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Look at those ninja reflexes catching
that
class.
It wasn't me.
What are you doing?
I'm talking to people.
Take that out there.
I'm networking.
You're supposed to be doing it into the microphone.
AJ won the last pop.
I know. I told me how to come talk to you.
He said that he was going to do some stuff for us for free.
Are you having a seizure?
What? Wait, what
I can't
am I
hear
doing?
You over here. You look what? Like this.
That's all I'm hearing, too.
I don't know what's happening.
That's amazing.
I want a big... Tio, don't you do big ones too?
Yeah, I've got a big one. Thank you for asking.
I want a big wood TOTLB sign.
I definitely have big wood, yes.
That too.
I can do that. It's a matter of just getting the wood and the design.
So you just want...
You can go to the lake and find a fucking piece of wood and then do it out of that.
It's got to be semi-smooth. So you got to sand it. You got to rub it real good. The wood.
You're good at rubbing.
I am.
You.
Look at these arms. This one, not so much. Yes, I am right-handed. But no, absolutely, man. If you know what you want, like just that, nice and big.
That's it.
I could probably do that like 2 foot by 3 foot. Real good for you. Something like that. Yeah, that's the question, is the money. If you want to source the wood, great. You can even just go to like Home Depot or Lowe's and buy like some particle board, and I could do that, and then you just put some paint or something, mineral oil or some shit to finish it off, and you're good to go.
Nice. I'll have to find some. How thick does it have to be?
If you could do, say, a quarter inch, that would probably be pretty good.
Nice.
That way it's not too heavy.
Right. I want to hang it.
Yep. Then you just get some like picture hangers from the Michaels or any of the other creative places.
Hi,
is he talking over us?
Yeah, I think he is.
What?
Dude.
This is Pop Colt Penn. Stop talking over him.
I'm not talking over him.
Clearly you must not know who I am.
Clearly. Asshole.
I'm kind of a big deal.
You haven't networked with AJ.
I won the last Swamp Thing.
AJ's working on my fucking BPRD logo for my holster.
And it looks phenomenal.
With Nate.
It's coming.
That's
so
awesome.
Nate?
Man.
Who's Nate?
Nate Schmitz.
You know Nate.
Nate dressed up as Star-Lord at Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Nate. You don't even know. Look, he's like, I'll take that cock in my mouth later. That's totally fine.
Let me see if I still have that picture I got.
I hate you. You're not going to hear this until later, but I hate you.
I can't wait. I can't wait until you hear.
You're going to edit this out, right?
No! I edit nothing.
Ah, crap.
It all stays in.
That's what she said.
Hey! That's not what she said.
Oh!
It all stays in?
What all stays in?
What's up, Smurf?
What's up, Smurf? Jonathan!
What's going on, Long
Ducks? He's got ADD.
Clearly.
He was talking and you just pulled the microphone away from him.
Why did you give him a mobile mic?
That was awesome.
He took it.
He's like, where did you go? And it's like, I'm networking. And he's like, take the mic.
He's like, ooh, something shiny.
How long is this fucking cord that he can go walk with this?
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That'd
it's pretty long.
That's what she said.
It's not thick, but it's fierce.
What Jonathan doesn't know is it's not plugged in.
Oh. Sad trash panda. Oh. You guys aren't on the dance floor.
Down in Africa.
Come on,
that's
we can go
terrible.
Turn it up to some Toto.
That's
come on.
Terrible.
So we're thinking outside the karaoke box
karaoke
now.
Karaoke time.
Yeah.
Oh no,
sing.
We don't. No, no.
Do it.
No. There's not enough booze in the fucking world for that.
Are you Star-Lording it up again?
I probably
or
will be. Star-Lord and Ghostbuster.
Nice.
And dual Ghostbuster suits. I might even come slimed.
Whoa.
Oh.
I want to get slimed by you.
Are you going to be Melissa McCarthy or...
we figure that's not... It's not body paint. And it's just on the costume, so... It complies with all DCC regulations. Why not?
I approve.
And I just really want to be slimed. I mean, you're not a Ghostbuster until you officially get slimed.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, yeah.
What?
I think, uh-oh.
Why is there two mics?
Now there's two mobile mics.
We're going to do a duet?
Oh. Catching some rays down in Africa.
That's the...
You know what? You know we need some lighters right
lighters
now.
Up.
Little ambiance.
Somebody? Anybody?
Somebody in a coconut bra.
Everybody fails.
Yeah. Oh, I do a coconut bra. Hell yeah.
I got a tiara on, so.
Hey, Jonathan. When's the next Free Comic Book Day?
What's that?
Not till next year?
Damn.
I was going to say, next time if you have any vendors come in, let me know. Right on. Awesome.
Hey, you want to wrap it up for today?
What? He's asking if we want to call it.
Yeah.
You want to wrap my penis up for today?
That's going to get wrapped later.
Can I get a to-go box?
You don't need a to-go box, fucker. It's this big.
It's just a small bag.
It's like a
Chinese food box. You know? Just one of those.
I didn't know they make tic-tac-to-do box.
It's like a doll's arm holding an apple.
Hi, Dom. Hi, Keith.
Take us out. Somebody say goodbye for now.
You can find us on... Twitter and Instagram.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Outside the longbox.org.net .coms.
You've been listening to Thinking Outside of the Long Box, coming to you live from the Denver Comic Con beer launch party. Thank you for listening to us. We will be back in a couple of weeks with the latest crazy craziness from comics.
He said outside of the. That's weird.
Outside, inside,
outside of the.
If they weren't recording, I'm going to be pissed.
Step on my
inside, outside. It doesn't matter because you open it and you look in. Come on in. We're fun. Mic drop.
Hi, I'm Alex. I write Arcadia for Boom Studios, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Most excited about, like, what's the thing that you set up that you're like, I did that?
Justice League.
Besides all 574
hours. Yeah, 500. Get it right.
I'm sorry.
There's two things I'm really excited about this year because I am a huge fan of the Justice League from when I was a kid, but of course the animated series with all the Susan Eisenberg, Kevin Conroy, Phil Lamar, and
right.
all the others, they are all going to be here at Denver Comic Con. They're going to do, of course, a Justice League animated panel. So that's my pet project.
That's awesome.
But I'm also, related to that, very excited about the Golden Age comic creators that we are bringing in. This is literally a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see these people
sure.
who are drawing comics in the 1940s and 50s.
Absolutely.
Captain America, the crime and mystery comics of the 50s before Frederick Wortham shut everything down. These guys were doing all this. And then when you look at the comics of the late 50s and the 60s with the Flash and the Green Lantern, Joe Giella is the guy who was drawing all those comics. He has never done a panel or a convention west of New York, basically.
Sure.
And he is here
That's cool.
this year, and we are so excited nice. To have this guy.
Do you find that those guys are receptive to come out and to do that stuff? Is it a situation where nobody asks them, and so they don't generally get to do that?
Yes, actually, historically, they didn't realize what a big deal they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it really took a long crazy. Time to convince them. It's like, hey, there are people out there like me
sure.
who want to see these guys.
Right.
I was actually, I'll tell you a story real quick. I was in line 10 years ago at San Diego Comic-Con when they had the postal service stamps for DC Comics and everything. I was standing in line with a guy, or standing in line, and a guy says to his young son, he says, your grandfather drew this cover. I said, wait a second.
Wait.
Your dad is Joe Giella?
Sure.
And so I struck up a conversation with him. And I never imagined 12 years later, actually, that I would get to bring this guy in and talk about. And so I'm going to interview him.
That's awesome.
Talk about, hey, you drew the Flash, you drew the Green Lantern, right. you drew all these guys for 70 years. It's amazing.
It is. It's huge. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's cool. How about you? What's the thing? Is there something this year that's different from last year that you're just like,
I'm so excited
to see this executed?
I get really excited about lots of things every
okay.
year, but I'm excited about the Justice League. I am personally super excited about Stranger Things. That is like that's my thing,
right?
So I'm excited about that. There's so much singing.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's gonna be the whole worst interview ever.
No, I have backup singers.
Right, I
that's
know.
That's the way I'm gonna look at that.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I'm excited about background.
Yeah.
I am excited about the whole thing, as always. Like. I just get excited to see other people excited. I love watching the social media. I love people going, like, you know, freaking out right. about the guest list, freaking out about the comics people that we have and celebrities that we have and all of the programming that we have. And as always, I'm excited because I'm an educator and I love to educate people. That's my gig.
Yeah.
And knowing that all these people are going to come to the con and have a great time and maybe learn something along the way. So amazing,
cool.
and it's like my dream. So it's awesome.
That's awesome.
So that's what gets me excited.
Nice.
I'm excited about all of it. Like,
sure.
I'm an equal opportunity excited person. Like
that's cool.
I love it all. Yeah, all of it.
I am not excited about having to pack up like 2,500 comic books to take to the show, but I love when we're there because
I'm sorry
same.
For the
no, it's all right. It's
yeah.
totally okay. It's totally worth it. Because when we're there, it's amazing. Like it's. We talked about this last year, how
regardless of who you are or what gender you identify with or what fandom you're a part of, everybody's accepted.
Absolutely. Like, it is an equal opportunity, great time.
Right.
Right? Anybody can have fun at our show. We have something for everyone. And, you know, we always say, like, especially Bruce and I, that we created the con that we wanted to go to.
Sure.
And the great irony, of course, is now we don't get to go.
Right.
But
right.
we get to give it to all the rest of you, and that's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And how has tonight been? Is this, like, the start? I mean, I know you guys have been doing this for years.
Yeah.
But is this, like, is this where it drives it home? Like, it's going to be a thing. It's coming up.
It is.
You're seeing the fruits of all of your hard work kind of...
The beer party has traditionally been kind of our kickoff.
Sure.
And it's funny because we were actually at the office today working our, like, sixth or seventh 14-hour day in a row. We're like, should we go? And then we're like, oh, come on, let's go.
Right.
And I'm so glad that we do. And we drag our bones here and we have a couple drinks and meet with, like, great sure. folks like you guys and go, yes, we should be here.
That's cool.
It's really easy to get mired down in the work, but this is the fun part,
sure.
right? And we have to remember to have fun.
You get invigorated again.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's very cool.
It's easy to get bogged down sitting in our tiny
sure.
office, you know, working all day at our computer.
Answering my emails about coming to record the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, it took me all week to get back to you. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, we were just going to come and set it up anyway. So
I figured that. I figured that if all else failed, I could just come hit you up. I just come sit down and start talking. Yeah.
We're pretty easy. It's
yeah.
it's cool.
Yeah, Ryan's like, what do you guys need? And I was like, an outlet? I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm kind of bossy, so I figured I would just come sit down and start yakking and
right.
it'd be all right. Yeah.
So, I have to ask, are there any last-minute crazy announcements that you're...
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're good to go at this
nice.
Point.
Nice. Awesome.
Except for our general programming, right? So, that's coming out. It's like, oh, what's going to happen? And we have a lot of stuff going on, like opening ceremonies. We have the world's... the Guinness Book of World's Record... for people dressed as a costume comic
nice.
Character.
Yeah.
And we really encourage people to get involved with that.
Is that on a specific day or is
yeah,
it through
that's
the whole...
on Sunday.
On Sunday.
So Sunday afternoon. So at the end of the con, line up, be there because we want to set the world's record. It's an official world's record.
That's awesome.
That one's going
to
be so much fun.
I'll have to put my right hand to Doom on. I'm not putting... So I dress up as Hellboy. And I do it for one day because I have to work the booth. And I normally do it on Friday because that's the easiest. It's Sunday's breakdown. So I'm going to come down and put my hand on it.
Just show up
right.
in Hellboy because it's comics first. That's the rule. Not movie first and then comics.
Gotcha.
But comics first. Show up. Be a part of the world's record. And be a part of history.
Right. Absolutely. That's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. We're also doing the wedding on Sunday.
Yeah, right after that, we have the wedding.
That's awesome.
The group wedding, up to 13 couples, straight and LGBT, so...
Wow.
It's really cool.
That's amazing.
And Andy Mangles is officiating again. Yes.
That's
yeah.
cool.
That's probably one of my favorite things, because
sure.
that was kind of my baby, is I really, really desperately wanted to have a Comic-Con wedding, and... And a couple years ago, I finally got to do it.
Nice.
And we did it for one person. And then last year, we're like, let's do like a group wedding. Let's just get like a whole bunch of people.
Get them all married
yeah.
at the same
time. And I'm like, let's just do this.
That's so cool.
Because I mean, what's better than that, right?
This.
Like all the things you love and then the person you love.
Yeah.
And getting married at Comic-Con just seems like the
perfect timing.
Thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to share? Dates, times? You know,
dates are June 30th to July 2nd. Buy tickets, they're going fast.
Are you happy? Are you like, did the 3-day passes sell out
yep.
ahead of schedule
yes.
for you? That's
yes.
cool.
Yes,
that's...
speed passes are sold out. 3 days are sold out ahead of schedule. Saturdays are going fast. They'll be done soon.
Cool.
And then it's only going to be Friday and Sunday. So if you got your heart set on a day, pick it now.
Nice.
Get it. Yeah.
Right on.
Remind us who you guys are again
yes,
and
please.
What you do.
I'm Christina Angel. I'm the convention director for Denver Comic-Con.
And I'm Bruce McIntosh. I'm the programming director for Denver Comic-Con.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much for
Thank
sitting
you.
Out with us. Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for
Thanks
this.
For, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You guys rock. Have a great
longer night.
That last song was fucking loud.
Yeah.
Is everything gone?
It's a little stack of Saga and a little stack of Walking Dead, and that's it.
Nice.
So they're going to get left here. I'm taking my cards and stickers home.
I think they're leaving.
Bye.
Do you want to wrap up this part of the show?
Yeah.
Do we have anybody else to talk to? We gave everything away.
Yeah.
You gave away a lot of shit.
Fuck yeah.
Hopefully you gave away a lot of cards.
I did.
We need to order more. This is all we have left.
This is it?
That's it?
I'll do that when I get back tonight.
No, you won't.
I need the new... Can you email me the new logo?
Yeah.
Because I'll put that on there.
Yeah, I will. Did you order the fucking sign thing?
No. Do you want a sign or do you want a banner?
Well, you said you had to order like a certain amount of...
I can get you both.
That's fine.
Okay. How big a banner do you want?
I don't give a fuck. However big you want. However big your little heart desires. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What were we talking about? I don't fucking remember.
Huh?
I don't remember. What's Keith doing?
I don't know.
Talk to Wonder Woman.
She left fast. I don't have my tiara. Fucking throw it at her.
We're recording right now.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah.
We're on.
Yeah!
We'll see what gets picked up.
Hey, can't hear shit, dude.
What's Keith do?
What are you doing, Keith?
I'm drinking a beer.
Did you have the brute beer?
I had it. It was all right. I don't know.
You know how Keith is. He only likes a few things.
I like the finer things in life.
Exactly,
finer.
See?
Finer.
If it's not finer, he's like, ah,
what's
okay.
Your go-to beer?
I don't know, man. I don't have a go-to beer.
No? Say wine?
Yeah, wine, coolers, and Zima.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Gotta be 100 years old or older.
I'm into whiskey right now, so I'm drinking.
Are you
whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll throw up.
But, you know, we went to that beer tasting last week at Breckenridge.
Okay.
And they had some killer beers up there. Have you heard of Deschutes?
Yes.
Dude.
Chainbreaker?
No, fucking it was
amazing.
The Porter.
Okay.
And the IPA they yeah. had. Oh, my God.
Was it the juicy IPA? The fresh-hopped IPA?
I don't remember. Yeah.
That's
no.
amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That was. Mind. Yeah, it was juicy, and I don't remember what the porter was. That porter.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love Mirapont. Everything that Deschutes does, I'm in. I fucking love that brewery.
Dude, they had it on tap there, and that was the best beer of.
So Chainbreaker is a white IPA?
Oh, I love white IPA.
It's amazing. If you, I can find it in the liquor store down by us all the time, so you should be able to find it. You should check it out. It's really good.
I think I'm going to have to hang out at your hotel for San Diego Comic-Con.
Why?
Because mine's very close to the border.
You're going
to
be fine.
Donald Trump's going to fucking fall to ice.
Didn't you bring a white girl?
No, it's only me still.
Why
it's still? Only me.
Bring your... Do you
Am
have
I
a,
just going to pick up a random white girl?
I was going to say, bring your white babies, but they're not white either. This
they're
is my
not.
Kid. I swear, I didn't steal him.
I'm a mile and a half from Mexico.
They're going to deport you.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's his own fault. It's his own fucking fault.
How is it my fault?
Because.
Just because.
So you went skiing and you found some place that had the chutes on tap?
No, we went to A Basin. So they had a beer festival.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was good, man. They had about 12 breweries. Oh, it was crazy. So you buy like, you know, you buy the coffin.
But you don't have a style. You don't have a, you're not an IPA guy. You're not a blonde
I'm a
guy.
Seasonal guy.
Seasonal, okay.
Depends what it is. So the winter time, so dark, sometimes all light.
I like the mango one was good.
Mango one, yeah. I like
the mango one.
I don't.
And the one that they did, not Bruce Wayne, but the one before that,
Hulk,
where they used the Buddha's hand.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that
yeah.
was good too.
Yeah, I like that one too. That was like the second year, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been a while.
Yeah, it's cool that that's a thing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool that that's. I think that's such a part of Colorado. It's cool to see that Comic-Con has kind of adopted that.
It's actually kind of surprising, since Comic-Con is about kids.
I know. Especially because it's pop culture classroom and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's... I don't know right. how they really incorporate that.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Right.
Especially with all the shit they're doing now, like all the weapons check
yeah.
and all... They're getting real strict with the artists and shit too now.
Are they really? About copyright infringement and stuff?
No, about titties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about adult chicks. Huh. They really...
Well, I know in our exhibitor packet it said, you know, make sure the product that you're selling is family friendly.
Yeah, a lot of people don't read that though.
So right, right.
A lot of the artists.
Yeah.
Ryan!
What up, man?
Just coming to say hey.
Just come say hey.
Everything good?
Yeah,
good.
Take Keith's microphone.
Are you guys having a good time?
What did you do?
I broke it, man. Yes.
I heard you're out of beer. We are out of I Am Brew. Yeah, we got other beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, we flew through a ton of beer.
That's cool.
Amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Any idea on head count?
I think about 700.
Wow.
Yeah. 700
people. Wow. How does that compare to last year?
It's a small uptick from last year, but it was a lot smaller venue last year. So.
It was definitely smaller, so it would feel like a lot of people stayed anyways.
You have the exact same size downstairs as you do upstairs. I'm pretty stoked. I'm happy. I'm a little bummed that we ran out of our signature beer early. But
didn't you last year too?
Yeah.
Tell us about the beer.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you just take a mic off and let him stand so he doesn't have to bend down?
So, what do you want to know?
What is I Am Brute?
So, I Am Brute is a Bohemian Pilsner. And so every year we pull a brewer off what they're typically doing, and they design a beer for the Comic-Con. This year they decided to do a Pilsner. And initially I was like, oh, you know, okay, sure, a Pilsner. I'm sure it'll be fine. But has the potential to be a boring style, right? And the minute that I tried the beer, I was blown away. I think they did a killer job. I'm really happy with it. I'm super excited for this year. As you can tell, I mean, like, we blew through all these kegs by, like, before 10 o'clock. So it's gone well.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this year's been pretty wild. I think we had 700 names this year submitted. We break that down to about 5. And then let people vote on them. I think there was about 15,000 votes this year. That's a crazy uptick. It's pretty wild. It's fun to see that happen for a concept that was really just like a fun little passion project for a bunch of nerdy fans of shit in the brewery, you know? I don't know if I can swear on here, but...
That's cool.
Yeah. The first year we sold 6 kegs.
Really?
We sold more than that tonight at the launch party. It's pretty awesome. Wild, you know? This was all just meant to be some fun stuff that we did together and just to hang out with friends and bond over mutual, you know, non-popular nerddom, you know? And it's turned into this crazy big thing, which we're pretty excited about. Yeah.
So what about the artist that designed the logo this year?
Yeah, Noah Eisenman. So Noah, who has been signing glasses all night, the way we met him was... he actually named the beer last year. Yeah. So, the guy who won the naming contest last year. So last year was Snapricot in honor of obviously Alan Rickman, who unfortunately passed away. So he named this beer, keeps in contact with the brewery. So he won a year of beer. Every year we do free beer for a year for whoever the winner is. And this guy won the contest and he kept hitting us up. Just picking up a couple cases every couple months or whatever, and he's like, hey, I don't know if this is like apropos, but I'm a comic book artist and I'd love to be in consideration for this year's artwork. And we're like, yeah, cool, you know, and like honestly we were kind of like, sure, whatever. And we had some other artists in mind, we had some people that we were interested in, and we finally looked at his work and we're like, oh my god, this guy's stuff is great, we love this guy. And not only was his stuff really good, but it was humorous. He's got like a Disney style almost. Like it's light and kind of.
And Snapricot, you know, there was a meaning behind it. You know,
Alan Rickman. Yeah, yeah. And that was Frankie Cerna, phenomenal artist out of Colorado Springs. I'm gonna try to bring him back up to the Comic-Con this year. Actually, big fans of Frankie. Shout out to Frankie. So,
I liked your story about Frankie last year.
Yeah, he's great. And he's like a good promoter of himself, too,
absolutely.
Which I love. So, anyway, we're looking through Noah's site, And what really sealed the deal was on his, like, About Me page or whatever, he's got a quote. And the quote is like, he's so talented, he could work for Disney. But the quote is like, from Noah's mom. Right? So, yeah. He's so talented he could work for Disney, Noah's mom. We're like, this guy is a man after my own heart, you know? So we're like, yes, this has got to be the guy. So he did the art. He went through a couple rounds. And I think what we got was we've had a lot of really good art. So I don't want to, like, discount any of the other artists. But not only did I think the art was really solid this year, but we also used a different vendor. And that vendor nailed the art. Like, it just looks like all the lines are really clean. If you nerd out about, like, production, you know, which that's my whole job, right? So if you nerd out about the little things, this class is meant for you.
Nice.
If you want to, like, debate over dumb stuff,
sure,
this class is for you.
Nice. So,
all right, that's my spiel. That's cool. I hear some Guns N' Roses jumping on, so I gotta go dance in the front of the crowd right now.
Oh, man.
I hope you guys come and join us.
Oh, man, it was amazing. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so glad you guys came out again.
You too.
Awesome. Thank you again.
We'll see you at Denver Comic Con.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Come stop by the booth.
Right on.
Cool. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night, man. See ya.
We forgot we had to talk to Ryan. He runs all this shit. What do you want to do, boss? You want to call it a night?
I think so.
We're probably fucking 2 hours in. And we still have a whole episode to record on Sunday. Well, are you okay? What happened the last 2 weeks?
Nothing. Just been busy.
You ignored me?
No. Yeah. It's all good. It's just life, man.
Also, John has not said one thing to me in 3 weeks. I hope he's not dead.
Oh. Trying to catch up after Free Comic Book Day and then get prepared for Denver Comic Con. Trying to go fucking work out 6 days a week so I can lose this.
I'm to the point where I walk almost 10 miles every day, and I can almost eat what I was eating before.
Yeah.
And just be fine.
Indeed.
Now.
No net loss.
I've lost almost 50 pounds.
That's awesome, man.
It's crazy.
It looks good.
Well, take us out. Take us away. What are we doing here? We're at the Denver Comic Con beer release party. You may or may not hear this.
Yeah. Who knows? You've been listening to another riveting episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box, coming to you live from Brooklyn's Bar and Grill in the Pepsi Center, that's also hosting the Denver Comic Con Breckenridge Brewing I Am Groot Beer Release Party. I'm your host, Gabe.
You're Gabe? Am I John?
That's John, and I'm Juan. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.